Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syria's de facto leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, met with Christian clerics on New Year's Eve. This positive step came after several alarming incidents in the week leading up to Christmas. On December 18, gunmen damaged a Greek Orthodox church. A few days later, eight men publicly burned a Christmas tree in a nearby town. Al-Sharaa's group, HTS, does not appear to be affiliated with either incident. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Joe Willey with Sat7 says that in Syria,
right now the church is waiting. The church leaders, thankfully, are praying and really trying to discern what is next for the church in Syria.
Despite positive steps, a peaceful future with Syria's new leaders is far from assured. Join us in praying for freedom to continue worshiping God. There's more in the full story at our website. And stories about famine, pestilence, wars, and rumors of wars can take a toll on everybody. Pierre Hosny with Horizons International says, passively receiving this information can lead to discouragement.
You can only take so much before you feel like, well, what can I do with that? But God has a story that he's written. It's not random.
Information from today's headlines provides an opportunity to act. For example, the war between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon has displaced hundreds of thousands of people. You can help believers stay put and reach the hurting around them through Horizons International as they act as the hands and feet of Christ in this situation. Ask God how he wants you to respond. Then find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Prayer always is going to lead to action. So let the Spirit lead you and reach out, get involved, and find your place in the story.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.